Now, I want to focus a bit on this question of distribution and our relationship with the advisors, commissions and things like that. It's fair to say that with West Point and even Centro to a lesser degree, but certainly MFS in a very major way, the whole planner dealer group issue is coming up again. Okay, you've got the Alan Kohler campaign. He's run a very vigorous campaign against advisors. We've lost our political protection in Senator Grant Chapman, who was the great champion of advisors. He's lost his seat. He's out. You've got the Labor-connected industry funds led by Gary Weaven, who've run long campaigns against the conflicts of interest of advisors because the industry funds, controlled by the unions in part, don't ever pay any commissions to anyone. So I guess my fear is that we don't have any obvious regulatory or political protection anymore. So when the Rudd government announced a review into the auto industry, they get the ACTU to help out and do it. Same with the textile industry. You can see where that's going. But they're going to look at us and they're going to say, even the National Party were attacking Timbercorp and MIS schemes last year. If the natural constituency of this sort of thing is bagging it, why would we come out and protect it when our own, the Gary Weavens of the world, are bagging it? And most importantly, from a governance point of view, the Kohler argument is pretty strong. And we, I presume, like most, have conflicted dealers who provide advice and do sales. So they're telling people, yeah, go with Timbercorp, nice commission for me type situation. So how are we placed if there is a regulatory backlash that tackles these issues of conflicts for dealers, seeing you as you have described them as the backbone of our business? The cash on cash returns haven't been great relative to other asset classes, certainly in the early projects. Encouraging to hear Sol's comments about the fact that we are heading towards double digit. But I guess just looking at the share price coming under pressure, I just see a few storm clouds on the horizon. We've got a lot of debt. Our distribution model is facing regulatory risks, there's tax risk. So can you spend a bit of time talking specifically about that distribution dealer group model and address the arguments that the likes of Weaven and Kohler make, which is, you know, basically attacking completely what has been the lifeblood and backbone of our sales mechanisms?
Steve, I think a lot of that depends upon the dimension of the business. I think it would be fair to say that we would like to have direct sales, the way direct sales was dealing with our client. But we are a young business, we're in the process of growing, and you can't always afford to have the cost of your own ongoing sales force to handle these situations. So sometimes it's a case of needs is, needs must. Perhaps one of these days we'll get to Nevada and be able to have sufficient people to be able to go directly to the clients that we would like to enrol in our business. And I suspect that's one of our objectives. But it may be sometime as we grow before we can get to that particular stage. So, have you got a question on it?
Look, we have no problems with a review of commissions or remunerations of advisors. Indeed, many years ago, we made a conscious decision within our industry to be, if you like, at the low or mid to low end in terms of the commissions that we pay, which admittedly are still quite high. We've also offered advisors the opportunity to give up all or a substantial portion of the commissions to take, if you like, annual or trail income. We've also we also associate with a number of advisors, and I'm pleased to see there's an increasing proportion of them who've moved to what's called a fee-for-service model, where they essentially don't take the commission, they simply hand it back to the client and instead charge the client a particular fee for managing their portfolio. So irrespective of whether upfront commissions or ongoing commissions or trails or whatever model were adopted, we're comfortable that we would see continued support for our products in that type of environment, and also our new products that we're working on going forward will certainly not be based on the same types as well. So as I say, in summary, we're very comfortable with any review or any regulatory change.